one year to our brother, Ms. Ward. Prayer has been given, answers have been given as well, for reminding us of these solemn responsibilities to watch and for the dangers that we are faced with in a daily way. Thank our Father for Lot and how he missed his opportunity. O God, we pray that there will be Abrahams and that will be leaders among us. Thank our Father for the way in which the instruction is given that the covenant was made with Abraham and for marks that was left by his walk. We give thanks, our Father, for the time that we can spend in prayer for the gospel meetings that's going on just now and starting up. And the closing night and Sunday night, we ask that there will be yet joy in others' walk with the Savior. And these many new faces that have responded, we pray that it might be only a stepping stone for their deliverance and salvation in days to come. The meetings at West Union, we pray for the meetings that are starting at Cedar Falls, Iowa. We thank thee for the fruit recently, and we pray especially that there will be others now brought in. And then again, there's, we especially pray for Dave and Penny and their loss. We ask, Lord, to draw near to Steve and Betty Jo. And in their time of hurting, the time of bereavement, and we pray that the sympathizing Savior will be one that will be feel so very, very near. Kindly remembering others on the fellowship here at Jackson who are aged, we think of Doreen and Bob Buck. Pray that even Doreen's daily and hourly pain will be subsided. We pray, our Father, for others who have the weakness of the mind. Trust, Lord, that there will be strength again to maintain a happy, joyous spirit and a testimony in the days that they have left. Thank you, our Father, again, for seeing your brother Norman and being able to even shake his hand. We ask, Lord, I stand upon Jim Smith and the treatment that he is being under at the present moment. Grant blessing and healing. As we ask for help now this afternoon. Amen.